Once again, welcome back to another episode of M&A Today. My name is Warren Rose, and I am a senior partner at Grosch Rose & Moore, LLC. I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes, not only today, but every Friday at noon Eastern. Thanks for tuning in, and feel free to send me your thoughts, ideas, or questions during the broadcast. And if I don't get to them live on the air, I will respond via email after the show. For everyone listening today, we encourage your involvement and feedback, and you can always go back and listen to previous broadcasts that you may have missed or ones that you'd like to hear again. The purpose of this broadcast is to not only educate and inform those of you within the industry, but to give an insight into the advantages of using a professional M&A consulting firm for businesses within the middle market segmentation. The program today is titled Top 10s, Mergers and Acquisitions, News Sites, Blogcasts, and Books. I want to start out with the top 10 M&A news sites and send a thank you to Marshall Lewis, Director of Marketing at Dealroom, for putting this list together. Number one, Reuters.com. Reuters.com offers a wide variety of news, not just financial. However, it does have a specific section for M&A news that is updated on a daily basis. The Reuters M&A news section also commonly has breaking news that appears well before it shows up on other news sites. So, if you're looking for one of the fastest and most up-to-date news sources, then this is a good option. Number two, SeekingAlpha.com. SeekingAlpha.com is a well-known financial news site. They have an extensive M&A section that covers all of the latest M&A news. In addition to having a thorough M&A section, this website also has regularly updated news regarding dividends, EFTs, stocks, and markets. So if you're looking for other financial news in addition to M&A news, this is a solid option. Number three, PitchBook.com. PitchBook.com constantly publishes important news stories regarding M&A. The company also publishes large volumes of data regarding other topics, such as information about companies, financials, funds, advisors, professionals, and etc. It is a good website to check out regularly for key financial information. It is also a good place to get company information if you want insights about a particular organization. Number four, CNBC. Like Reuters, CNBC is a large news site that has a regularly updated section for M&A. CNBC bundles IPOs together with deals in its M&A section. So if you're also interested in receiving news updates about IPOs, then this is a great spot to get key information about both of them at once. This can be helpful for financial professionals who are also looking to obtain key information in the fastest possible way. Number five is the New York Times, nytimes.com. The New York Times is one of the most trusted and well-known sources for news in the entire world. As you would expect, they have a great section for M&A called Mergers, Acquisitions, and Divestitures. This section is updated daily and provides a lot of outstanding content. However, the New York Times requires a subscription to access the news content. This subscription costs $9.99 per month for the first year and then $15.99 per month for every subsequent month. Number six, themiddlemarket.com. While not as well known as some of the other companies on this list, themiddlemarket.com is still a very reliable source for M&A deal news. This site also has a lot of interesting stories related to M&A. For example, they publish articles about women who have been voted the most influential in middle market M&A. Number seven, GenengNews.com. I'm going to spell this for you. GenengNews.com. It's another site that provides M&A news. However, most of the news stories on this website are about genetic engineering and biotechnology. So I expect most of the M&A news on this site to also fall into these categories. If these are topics that you're interested in, this is an excellent place to get M&A news. Number 8, FT.com. The Financial Times provides regular breaking news stories about M&A. These stories are published almost every day. You can also find a wide variety of stories about other financial news topics on this website. Number 9, BizJournals.com. BizJournals.com provides a variety of financial news, including news about M&A. It might not be as well known as the Financial Times or the New York Times, but it is still very widely read and has excellent content. If you're looking to diversify your news sources, and if you want something a little different, this is a solid option for you. And finally, number 10 on news sites, the M&A Journal. This is another reliable news site for M&A updates. However, you will need a subscription to the website in order to view all of the news that they publish. For many people, this subscription is well worth it. In addition to providing a wide variety of articles about M&A news, the M&A Journal also offers audio recordings of interviews with M&A practitioners. These interviews have valuable insights and information about M&A. So the conclusion here, keeping up with the latest news regarding M&A can be extremely beneficial for making informed investment decisions. When M&A deals happen, they can dramatically alter the financial landscape. People who adapt to these changes quickly often reap major rewards. In order to find a news source that is best for you, you should try out at least a couple of the ones that I mentioned on this list. Hopefully, once you find your preferred news source, you will be able to use it to your advantage to make better investing decisions. Now let's move on to our next top 10 list, which collectively represents blogcast, podcast, and broadcasts. The first one of these top 10s is M&A Science. This is suitable for anyone who is interested in M&A. The frequency is about 2 to 3 times a month. This M&A podcast aims to challenge the status quo of the M&A industry. The host, Kishan Patel, is a former M&A buy-side advisor and the CEO and founder of DealRoom. Kishan interviews experts from management teams, corporate development, advisory banks, and more. M&A Science has thousands of listeners per month and has featured guests from notable companies such as Google, Cisco, and PayNet, each giving a unique perspective into the ever-changing world of M&A. Number 2 on this list is PwC Deal Radio. This is suitable for accountants and stakeholders. Mainly suitable for accounting professionals, this show aims to inform and educate accountants and other stakeholders on today's important accounting issues. The presenters also often discuss the latest PwC surveys and how they link to M&A. This is a great way to know about the current and expected trends. Number 3, the Tech M&A Podcast. This is suitable for new entrants into M&A. Frequency, this podcast is out maybe once or twice a month. This Quorum Group monthly podcast provides a good way to know about the latest technology news and trends. You will get to hear representatives from big names such as Google, Salesforce, and Microsoft talk about the latest happenings. The Tech M&A Podcast features reports on sectors, buyers' trends, and the M&A processes themselves. It also features panel discussions and Q&A with recent buyers and sellers. Number 4 on the list, MergerCast. This is suitable for M&A beginners. Produced by Strategy and a PwC sister company, this blogcast offers sound advice on a variety of M&A topics. The show features managing directors, partners, directors, and other key M&A role speakers. Each episode does a deep dive into M&A, yet it's suitable for new M&A professionals as well. Moreover, many episodes are broken down into multiple parts to cater to all the subtopics. Number 5, Marketplace. This is suitable for professionals interested in the economy. This is essentially a news show, but worth listening to if you want to stay aware of the latest happenings in the financial world. Marketplace brings listeners deep inside the stories, conversations, and numbers from the economy that shape our everyday experience. If you want to receive news as it happens, consider subscribing to the company's many variants, morning, midday, and weekend reports. Number 6, Deal Reporter Podcast. This is suitable for international investors. This podcast no longer has new episodes, but is still worth a listen. You can find the recorded versions by just doing a simple search on the internet. Merger Markets Reporting Wing, Deal Reporter, taps into a huge network of contacts to provide highly informative and entertaining podcasts. It features information on M&A transactions, unexpected situations, and equity capital markets. Most episodes are short and under 10 minutes. Number 7, Deal of the Week, suitable for small investors. The frequency of this show is about once a month. Bloomberg M&A reporters, as well as outside experts and members of Bloomberg's deals team, take a look at biggest deals, highlights, and M&A trends of the week. It features a mix of insights and news and is often joined by outsiders, including industry experts, executive investors, and lawyers. Number 8. I should be able to give you a drum roll or something, but I won't. It's our own show, M&A Today. M&A Today is suitable for industry professionals and those needing the services of an M&A advisory firm. M&A Today airs every Friday at noon Eastern. And like I always say at the beginning of the show, the purpose of this broadcast is to not only educate and inform those of you within the industry, but to give an insight into the advantages of using an M&A professional consulting firm for businesses within the middle market segmentation. If you're looking to buy, sell, expand, consolidate, or simply need to understand your options and their effect, this broadcast can help. At M&A Today, the series of broadcasts will assist you in selling, acquiring, growing, downsizing, understand your company's value, changing the nature of your business, competitive positioning, and more. This information will benefit family offices, private equity firms, corporations, individuals, and those within the industry. Tune in for industry insights as well as how you may apply specific strategies to your business plans. We appreciate it being included in this very important list of broadcasts. Number 9, The Wall Street Lab, suitable for anyone interested in finance. One of the fastest growing podcasts, this podcast explores the world of finance from an insider perspective. The Wall Street Lab provides interviews with top financial professionals in the worlds of private equity, hedge funds, investment banking, M&A, asset management, venture capital, marketing consulting, management consulting, trading, and more. The podcast covers topics such as investments, financial markets, news, career developments, and personal habits. And finally, number 10 in this category, it's called M&A Views. This is suitable for anyone interested in M&A. Frequency is about once a month. This broadcast from Deloitte gives listeners a chance to hear from Deloitte's experienced M&A leaders. They cover recent M&A trends, including deals, culture, and technology. Most podcasts are short, under 15 minutes. Plus, you also get the option to download transcripts if you would like to read the conversation. All right, I get to take a break here and tell you a few things about our firm, Grosch Rose & Moore LLC. We have always believed that our client approach sets us apart from our competition. First and foremost, we listen and then take that knowledge, leveraged by our experience and vast contacts, to create the right fit. We then focus on what is important to you, your business, and any shareholders. We also strive to conduct ourselves in a manner that makes certain everyone is treated fairly and equitably. Regardless of who you contract with and what they do, you need an M&A advisory firm that not only has the knowledge and experience to get things done, but understands and cares about your business goals. So if you're looking to buy, sell, consolidate, form a strategic alliance, get a basic valuation or consultation, call me at 303-941-7865 or email me at wrose@grochrosemoore.com. Bottom line, we only want to fee if we've earned it. Whether it's on the buy or the sell side, no deal, no fee. It's really that simple. All right, now let's get back to the topics of today's broadcast. The next top 10 category is top 10 M&A books. Top best mergers and acquisition books are a hot topic. And if you want to get in, you need to know a lot of stuff, and those books can supply you with it. You also need to be technically sound. So what would be the way out? No, you can't go to every seminar that's out there. Rarely there are any seminars on mergers and acquisitions, and even if there are, those seminars on mergers and acquisitions are conducted and are super pricey. So why not take things into your own hands and look at the top 10 books and start your own self-education on mergers and acquisitions? Don't you think that's really the easiest way? Other than listening to this M&A Today broadcast? All right, let's get started with the top 10 books you can start reading about mergers and acquisitions. And you might find this funny, but I'm going to start out with the first one. So number one on the list is Mergers and Acquisitions for Dummies, written by Bill Snow. I'm starting with the Dummies book on mergers and acquisitions because it's really an easy read and you'll be able to understand every concept in detail. Now, I want to give you a book review on this. Professionals who have been in the same domain mentioned that this book really has eased up the process so much that they can easily be digested even for a newbie. There are three basic things you need to learn about mergers and acquisition. First, the benefits. Second, accounting for any changes due to mergers and acquisitions. And finally, the earnouts to motivate the existing management. And in this book, you would learn all three in a very lucid manner. If you are a beginner in M&A, this is the first book you should read without any trace of a doubt. I picked it up just because I was going to do this broadcast and mentioned it. And I looked through it. It really is something. It's kind of a primer, but it does give a lot of detail. And I think for people in the industry, just by reading this, you have a better way to explain it to your clientele so that you can kind of give your clients a better explanation in simpler terms and kind of ease the unknown about the M&A process. All right. Number two, Mergers and Acquisitions from A to Z by Andrew J. Sherman. If you are an entrepreneur or someone who wants to know a great deal about mergers and acquisitions, you should read this book. As the title suggests, this book is a complete account of mergers and acquisitions from A to Z. Not only that, the author would handhold you and would show you what questions to ask, whether to buy or to sell, when to buy and sell, how to weigh the value, also the checklist for doing mergers and acquisitions from start to finish. And if you're an entrepreneur, this guide would also be helpful to you, as it doesn't only talk about U.S. mergers and acquisitions. Rather, it also points out how to go for mergers and acquisitions even for non-U.S. based businesses. So, even if you would learn the greatest trends in mergers and acquisitions, this book will make you even more aware of them when you go through the M&A processes. Number three, Art of M&A. This is the fourth edition, by the way. This is a mergers acquisition buyout guide. It was written by Stanley Foster Reed, Alex Lehoe, and H. Peter Nesvold. This is a huge guide on M&A. If you really want to know in detail about how to do M&A buyout, you should read this book cover to cover. Now, when I said it's a huge book, this comprehensive M&A book is 1,100 pages long. So you can understand how comprehensive it must be. It provides a lot of information about a deal. For example, this book talks about how to find a deal, how to do the valuation of a deal, how to finance the deal, how you would go out and do the due diligence, how you would do merger integration. This book is not recommended for you if you're just looking for an overview. This is not the book to start with in M&A if you're new, because this book not only talks about mergers and acquisitions in details, it also talks about the legal considerations in mergers and acquisitions. Number four, Mergers, Acquisitions, and Corporate Restructuring. Written by Patrick A. Gahan. This is one of the best books you'll ever read on mergers and acquisitions. Have a look at the review and the best takeaways to know more about this book. There are very few books that cover the most recent cases of corporate restructuring. If you pick up this book, you'll be able to relate those corporate restructurings and would understand the fundamentals as well. You would also get to know how mergers and acquisitions have evolved over the years and how historic growth and development have affected the evolution of M&A. You'll also learn useful strategies for the growth of companies like spin-off, divestitures, equity carve-outs, and so on. Number five, Mergers and Acquisitions Playbook. This is written by Mark A. Filippelli. This book is an excellent read, and if you read it, you would get a great overview of the subjects of M&A. Not everyone is required to learn everything about mergers and acquisitions in detail. People who are indirectly related to mergers and acquisition, let's say human resource managers, this book will serve up the purpose for them. Of course, this book can't be used for in-depth studies, but if you want to learn about the key factors of M&A, this book would act as a great overview of the subject. If you are a beginner in the subject and feel that an overview of M&A will suffice, this could be the exact resource guide for you. However, if you're already in the field, you may need to look for something a little more in-depth and advanced. Number six, Mergers and Acquisitions Integrated Handbook. This is by Scott C. Whitaker. Many companies face issues with integration after the acquisition of a merger happens. If you are one of those and you're searching for answers regarding the same, this is the book you should pick up. The best part of this M&A book is that it delivers what it suggests. That means you don't need to read this book with a grain of salt. You can pick up this book if you are one of the professionals who are struggling with integration after the merger and acquisition. This book distills the concepts to three aspects of the organization's people, process, and technologies. We'll go on to number seven, Mergers, Acquisitions, and Other Restructuring Activities. This is written by Donald D. Pampilis. You would find the most up-to-date deals and the restructuring in this book. Pick up this book if you want to read a cutting-edge book on mergers and acquisitions. Most of this book talks about a series of topics which cover the whole process in M&A. Okay, this is what you get for a live broadcast. Let me start that over again. Most books talk about a series of topics which cover the whole process in M&A, but this book is different. It doesn't only provide the step-by-step guide, it also provides an excellent process view. Moreover, this book can be read by anyone with a scientific bent of mind, because this book has cited so many cases that you would be easily able to relate to them and create your own learning blocks. Number 8, Mergers and Acquisitions in a Nutshell. It is written by Dale Osteri. This is called The Book in a Nutshell. But if you pick up this book, you will also be able to understand mergers and acquisitions in the most comprehensive manner. This top M&A book is particularly useful for people who have been studying law, because this book goes into detail of all of the legal aspects of mergers and acquisitions. If you are preparing for an exam and you need a handy guide to finish things up quickly, you may go for this guide and read it through. Many students have mentioned that this guide has been so helpful in them passing the exams. However, the text is highly technical, and it would certainly not be a good choice for beginners. Number 9. Mergers, Acquisitions, Divestitures, and Other Restructurings. This was written by Paul Pignatero. This book not only includes mergers and acquisitions, but if you belong to finance domain, it would be a treat for you. If you are dreaming of going into investment banking, this book would seem invaluable to you. Even if you don't want to go into any particular domain and still thinking about which domain to go into, this book will help you understand the fundamental concepts in the most lucid manner. Yes, this is a great book for beginners and professionals if you want to get a refresher. This book would also act as the same. And finally, number 10, Applied Mergers and Acquisitions. This book was co-written by Robert F. Berner and Joseph R. Perella. This is a book which can be called the best of the breed in a precise manner. Have a look at the review, check it out online, find the best takeaways from it to get to know a little more. You will learn everything about M&A if you pick up this book. You will find the legal framework of M&A, the importance of due diligence, synergies, valuation of M&A, structuring the transition and pitfalls. This book is 1,056 pages long, and from the length and the content, you can understand how comprehensive this book is. But if you don't want to study in depth, this book is not for you. Basically, if you want to go into M&A or finance profession, this book would be perfect for you. As a matter of fact, this is in my personal and professional library at my office, along with number 3 that I mentioned, The Art of M&A. I actually have the most recent edition, which I believe is the 4th. This too is a very large book. It's 1,100 pages at all. But both of these are good reference guides too. There's information in there about everything within the industry. All right, that was a lot to cover today, so go back and listen to these. You can hear the recorded version. We're running out of time, so I want to take a moment again to thank our listeners for checking out what we've had to say in today's program. Please join us again next Friday, where we'll continue to explore the events and processes within our industry and then provide you with a valuable interpretation of what that means to you and your business. Thanks again for listening to M&A today, and have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you next Friday at noon Eastern.